Michigan voters will be asked in November to vote yes or no on Proposal 1, a marijuana legalization initiative. If it wins approval, the recreational use and possession of marijuana for persons 21 years of age or older will be legal, and a tax will be enacted on marijuana sales. I met longtime cannabis, as he prefers to call it, advocate Jamie Lowell at an Ypsilanti restaurant to discuss the impact of marijuana use for personal consumption and to get a feel for how it might change the local landscape if it is approved. To my surprise, Lowell says he thinks the impact will be minimal.
Very little will noticeably change after the passage of this act, except for many of us will feel relieved that we don't have to look over our shoulder as much.
He adds he doesn't believe legalizing marijuana for adult personal use, as he prefers to call it, will prompt a big rush to buy and use it.
It's already here, and it's already being used probably almost by the same amount of people who are going to be using it after legalization, and it kind of just transitions how it works more than anything else.
If the proposal is approved and the Michigan law changes, residents would be able to possess up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana and 15 grams of marijuana concentrate. You can also keep 10 ounces at home, where you can grow up to 12 plants for personal use and can give up to 2.5 ounces as a gift. Lowell, who has a stake in an Ypsilanti medical marijuana dispensary, says the excise tax for medical marijuana goes away under this proposal, and he says will make it more affordable for patients, adding that Michigan is going to be charging a very low tax rate, in his opinion, and says high taxes make it difficult to convert people from the black market to the regulated marijuana sale market.
Right off of the bat, in Michigan, we're starting off with only a 10% excise tax. That will generate a fair amount of revenue. There's just an economic impact study that came out, and by 2024 we should regularly be seeing well over $100 million and growing coming into Michigan to use for roads and schools and other things.
In fact, the Michigan Senate Fiscal Agency just released a fiscal analysis of Proposal 1, estimating that legalization could generate nearly $288 million in 2023 in tax revenue. The group Healthy and Productive Michigan is leading the campaign in opposition to the ballot initiative, run by the former vice chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, Scott Greenlee. The group is sending frequent emails to the media in recent weeks, citing the many organizations that oppose the legalization, including a list of more than 50 Michigan prosecutors, which does not include the Washtenaw County prosecutor, and most recently a list of 58 Michigan County sheriffs opposing Proposal 1, again, the Washtenaw County sheriff not on that list. They're also sending audio clips from a variety of opponents to the proposal, including this warning from Greenlee himself.
Unlike alcohol, marijuana stays in a person's body for 15, 20, 25 days. So if somebody goes out and has a couple beers and watches a baseball game, and they get to bed, they get up the next morning, they use the restroom, they have a bottle of water, it's completely out of their system. If somebody chooses to do recreational marijuana on, let's just say, July 1, and they're randomly drug tested on July 20, it will likely still be in their system, and they likely will then lose their job.
The largest employer in Washtenaw County is the University of Michigan. No changes are expected there should recreational marijuana use be approved. According to spokesman Rick Fitzgerald, university officials believe they are already covered by their current policy on alcohol and drug use in the workplace. But what will be the impact on local communities? Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor says the city has been mostly focusing on medical marijuana dispensaries and really hasn't made any preparations should recreational use become legal.
Ann Arbor was one of the leaders in decriminalizing cannabis when we instituted the $5 civil fine. I would expect, you know, if marijuana were legalized in Michigan, that there would be recreational marijuana in Ann Arbor, and I would expect, you know, the introduction of that would advance some changes. The nature of those changes, I think, are yet to be determined.
And on the county level, Andy LaBar wears two hats as chairman of the Washtenaw County Commission and executive vice president of the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber. He says the commission plans to discuss the possible impact at the end of this month and adds local businesses are trying to determine what this might mean.
There'll be some sort of learning as we go in terms of how you integrate what the voters approve to HR practices with businesses and frankly, the revenue equation, how that impacts the state budget.
Local law enforcement is not anticipating a big impact either. Brian Webb is a drug recognition expert for the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department. He says he's already pulling drivers over for suspected marijuana use while behind the wheel and expects that to continue should it be legalized.
If I suspect that they're under influence of something besides alcohol, You know, we confirm it with a preliminary breath test, and if I suspect they're under the influence of something other than alcohol, then we're going to go through standardized field sobriety testing, and then I'm going to do a 12-step evaluation called a drug recognition expert evaluation that I would do.
Deputy Webb says they are watching to see what happens and making necessary preparations.
You still can't drive under the influence of it. That's, you know, very clear. You can have possession of it, you know, so much of an ounce and be over 21, but you can't be under the influence of it and affecting your ability to drive a motor vehicle.
If voters approve the recreational use of marijuana next month, Michigan would become the 10th state in the country where it's legal and the first in the Midwest. While it may seem local government and law enforcement is taking a wait-and-see attitude about legalized marijuana use, one student at the University of Michigan has been proactive. Adam Rosenberg is a senior at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business, founder of Green Wolverine, the nation's first student organization focused on the cannabis industry, with chapters in Michigan, California, and Maryland. There are 200 members at U of M, and Rosenberg says they're not taking a position on recreational use, but are aware of the stigma of personal cannabis use.
The stigma is derived from decades of propaganda, from Reefer Madness, which portrays the typical stoner as someone who is lazy, someone who is not a contributing member of society.
Rosenberg says recreational use of marijuana is already pretty prevalent on the Ann Arbor campus.
It's no secret that college students partake in cannabis use. The University of Michigan has a unique cannabis culture stemming from decades of acceptance and decriminalization in Ann Arbor.
He says U of M and the Ross School of Business have been supportive of his efforts, which he intends to follow through on as a career once he graduates. Rosenberg recently organized a cannabis science symposium with funding from the University College of Pharmacy and the Ross School of Business, collaborating with the U of M School of Nursing. Rosenberg acknowledges there are downsides to marijuana use, but still believes there are big business opportunities in the future should it be legalized.
There's no doubt that there are downsides to the use of cannabis. Cannabis use disorder is a real condition. However, it is proven to be far less harmful than alcohol addiction or tobacco addiction.
Washtenaw County Health Department officials say, according to the most recent countywide health survey, 40% of Washtenaw County adults report trying marijuana, 12% report use within the last year. And among Washtenaw high school students, 22% report having tried marijuana, 13% report using it in the last month. But the Washtenaw County Health Department issued a statement for this report, saying it has no official position on the legalization of recreational marijuana, adding currently there are a lot of unknowns, research is limited, and at times inconclusive. One possible positive impact from legalized recreational marijuana use could be on Michigan's tourism industry. Dave Lorenz is the vice president of Pure Michigan.
I think overall, generally said, if the law goes into effect, we will see a slight increase for a while, but generally speaking, people will still come to Michigan for all the things we've been known for a long time. You know, fresh water everywhere, beautiful blue skies, comfortable four-season weather.
As far as the impact on tourism in Michigan, Loren says they welcome any and all types of businesses, but he's not sure how this is going to go.
It'll take us a while to figure out the pluses and the minuses with any kind of change in a policy this dramatic. So we'll see how it goes.
If Michigan voters approve recreational marijuana use on November 6, it will take effect and be legal 10 days after official declaration of election results. But it's likely you won't be able to buy marijuana in a retail establishment for 12 to 15 months as applications are accepted and processed. Michigan medical marijuana dispensaries already in business will be first in line for those licenses. And no matter what Michigan voters decide on November 6, marijuana remains illegal on the federal level. I'm Lisa Berry.